please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on the past 24 hours. And we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. It has arrived. Yes, we're talking about iOS 15. That is, if you've been able to download it. Some people have had major success, others not so much. Guess it all has to do with demand and the size of your internet pipe. Yep, that's right. iOS 15, iPadOS 15, WatchOS 8, and tvOS 15 have arrived on your iPhone, your iPad, your Apple Watch, and your Apple TV devices. For those of you that have upgraded, you've seen the changes. For those that haven't, what are you missing? Well, FaceTime and messages have been completely upgraded for both iPhone and iPad. FaceTime, in fact, actually now supports spatial audio. Notifications also have been completely overhauled, and you can also let only notifications from select apps or people come right on through. Of course, there's the new live text function as well on iOS 15, which pretty much is similar to Google Lens, for those of you that are familiar with that. Other than those overhauls, there's a few other features for maps, photos, weather apps in iOS, plus Spotlight searches for richer results. Those including your own photos, with Apple using learning machine technology to actually figure out what image you're looking for. Now, those of you on a Mac out there saying, okay, everybody else got their update, what about us? Apple is yet to announce a firm release for macOS Monterey, but all indications are pointing it will be available sometime in the fall. Roku's got some new hardware for us today, the Streaming Stick 4K. Plus Roku, nah, they're not going to be outdone by Apple. They've got an OS update too. Now, as far as the Roku OS update, 10.5, by the way, it isn't actually coming today like Apple's is. No, it's coming in the coming weeks. But it will bring new audio features and improve search and voice capabilities, at least to compatible Roku devices, meaning not all will be. As far as the new hardware goes, the Roku Streaming Stick 4K and the Stick 4K Plus, yes, indeed, they are too, are actually just replacing the Streaming Stick Plus and the Roku Express 4K. And if you're looking for visual changes to the hardware, well, don't. It looks a lot like the old Streaming Stick Plus. As far as pricing goes, the Streaming Stick 4K available for pre-order right now for $49. And if you want to go on the plus side, get ready to spend an extra $20. With the 4K sticks shipping sometime October 14th and the 4K Plus on October 17th. Just in that webcam brightness. What a pain in the butt. We've been doing it a lot lately over the last year and a half. Well, Google's about to make it a little easier for us, at least if you're using Google Meet. That's right, soon it will be easier not only for you, but for all your coworkers or whoever you happen to be in a meeting with to see you and vice versa. That's because the web version of the app can now detect when someone is underexposed due to bad lighting. Meet will do this automatically, meaning, yes, no control for you. So cross your fingers, it looks good. And in the process of doing so, we'll hopefully make your feed look clear, particularly if your webcam is from the early 2000s. Now, like I said, this is for the web version of the app only. Those of you that have been using the iOS and Android mobile apps, you already are aware of this. The low light mode actually hit those apps last year. Finally, boy, we just announced the iPhone 13. Let's talk about iPhone 14, shall we? Yeah, why not? Yep, that's right. New rumors coming out of China already. And those of you out there that are on the fence about an iPhone 13, it might make you change your mind. That's because all indications are pointing that iPhone 14 Pro models will actually have a hole punch display design. That means no notch and underscreen touch ID. At least that's according to our main man Ming over there in China. Unfortunately, our main man Ming didn't give any other details other than that. Like if the whole next set of iPhone 14 will all have this feature, or it'll just be more on the Pro versions or Pro Max versions. We also don't know if Face ID is going anywhere either. More than likely, though, it will be to complement Face ID, particularly for a lot of people out there that are still, yes, wearing masks. Would be nice if that really changes for all of us the next time the next iPhone rolls out. You got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where you can find the news show and all the BTN podcasts. You can also find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, at British Tech, and come by our community and join our Slack room today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun right now, so do it. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Thursday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, Have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.